Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this session, Antonio Lucio, Global CMO of Facebook, interviews Diego Scotti, CMO of Verizon, on how to make meaningful difference at scale.
Excellent. So now it's my pleasure to introduce a great marketer, a great leader, a great human being, and a very, very good friend, Mr. Diego Scotti, one of my partners in crime, together with Mark, as Latinos, trying to make a difference. Welcome, Diego. Always nice to see you.
Hey, ¿cómo estás? How are you?
Very good. How are things, man? You're looking good?
Likewise. It's good to see you.
So, Diego, you've been very active. I just read an amazing report making Verizon the lead company in taking charge during the pandemic across everything, from business modeling to CSR, to also the very important and meaningful communication. How have you embedded diversity in all those amazing efforts?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here with you and the rest of the team. And I call it the team because I think even that we are not all in the same company, we are really working together on this. So we're really a team. So great to be here. And thanks for bringing up also the this recognition from Forbes, which is named Verizon number one in terms of corporate responders in the country. And that's something that we, to be perfectly honest, we weren't very used to in the past on Verizon. But it's really the result of the work of a lot of people in the company that started with really putting responsibility, not as something that we do when we're just doing the CSR efforts or the philanthropy, but society and responsibility at the center of our strategy. And that was critical for the response that we took coming out of the crisis, and specifically with a lot of focus around how do we create action. You know, I like what Tiffany was saying, when the world stops, ... I was thinking, when the world stopped for us, the first thing that we said is like, we need to continue moving. First of all, because what we do is so entrenched and so necessary right now, which is this connectivity that we're all having, virtually. But most importantly, because companies like us are more needed than ever. So when I talked about action, one of the things that on the diversity and inclusion piece, it was so important to us, and I think it's so important for everybody as you think about what to do, is not because we have this crisis right now, we should stop doing everything that we were doing. For us, I give you two very practical examples. You've heard me before talking about the At Fellows, which is a program that we're partnering now with 18 agencies and some amazing brand partners, including American Express, Anheuser-Busch, Walmart, and more new coming. But I tell you, we were in the middle of a decision point, which was, number one, we had the third class graduating in the middle of the pandemic. So what do we do about that? Because these folks are not going to graduate. And number two is, are we still going to stick to our goal of having 90% of those folks getting a job offer? In the middle of this crisis, that was the point. And I tell you, we decided to go ahead with the graduation. We had 5,000 people joining. It was an incredible experience for us and for this young folks, but also we made 90% of those people employed. And that is thanks to all of our partners, to all of our agencies. And I tell you, I was so convinced that that was the right thing to do, because now that's more important than ever. And then the second thing, I tell you, we're very focused on, June is going to be Pride Month. There were some of the comments on the Q&A coming up in there. And the parades are not going to be there for the most part. I don't know if in some places they will be authorized. But we decided to create this program that we're calling Voices of Pride, that is going to be about bringing all of these voices all over the country that they were supposed to be on a parade, to be on this virtual world, to actually tell their stories. And we're going to promote them. We're going to put them out there. It's the best way that we can celebrate Pride Month, which is keep moving forward.
Yeah, it's amazing, Diego. The work on At Fellows now. At Fellows is what, fourth year?
We just finished the third class, and we're going into the fourth. Yeah,
it's truly amazing. Can you share what those people are doing? What are the other partners that you have in this? Because it started as a test, and now it has grown as its own movement, and one that is clearly demonstrating the ability of how to build pipeline in a meaningful way and ensuring that people of color actually end up in really good and meaningful jobs.
Well, to me, first of all, what At Fellow proves is that there is tremendous power in collaboration. We, even with the size of Verizon, we would not be able to do this if we wouldn't have the collaboration of these 18 agencies and these brand partners that join us to do it, because that's what gives you scale. And part of the problem with all of these programs is everybody's doing their own little thing, and then nothing really gets scale. So to your point about the playbook, one of the things that I would say is we have to focus on scale. Scale is what it creates impact. The second piece that I think is one of the things that I have a wonderful team that runs At Fellows, and I tell you, their mission is to create structure and to create measurement. So to your point, when you have a structure that is a curriculum for At Fellows, this is at the times that you meet, this is how you measure your success. I see the At Fellows at the beginning and then at the end, and they're like different people, because their growth, their learning, their opportunity have been managed so that we can actually see the results. Like anything, like you were saying before, the more you put into, the more you measure, the more you track, the more you monitor, the better the outcome. So I think to the point that you were making, the point about collaboration and then the point about structure to create measurable impact is critical for any program, but in particular for programs to support diversity and inclusion.
Diego, a little bit of peace here. CANS was canceled this year for the right reasons. There was a statement though made by the organizing committee that kind of straddled me, when it says, given these types of situations, I don't think that brands and agencies are going to be able to hit the benchmarks of creativity that we've done in other years. When I looked at the work that you're delivering, and when I looked at the work that some of the other marketers are delivering, I would have to say that it is purpose-driven work. It is some of the most meaningful work that we've done. And I think that people at CANS are going to have to adjust their way of thinking, because you are demonstrating by focusing on purpose and by focusing on diversity, the work is just wonderful.
Well, first of all, thank you. And the same goes to you, because the same is true about the work that Facebook is doing. So thank you for that. But beyond that, I tell you, the values of the company or the purpose of a company, it's easy to have a purpose and it's easy to have values when everything goes well and everything is wonderful. When the S hits the fan in moments like this, that is when the purpose and your values are put to the test, and they need to be more important than ever. I tell you, I feel very fortunate, because we introduced a new purpose last year, the first time we created the networks that move the world forward, and our values were reframed, and that was November. And that has served us so well in terms of the focus of the organization, the focus of the company. And the second piece is what I said at the beginning, which is, and this is to the credit of our CEO, which one of the first things that he said when he came in is to say, guys, this is not about philanthropy. I couldn't care less about philanthropy. I think he didn't mean let's not be philanthropic. Is that it's not about that. We need to put responsibility and society at the center of our strategy. That changed everything. And to your point about creativity, I tell you, somebody was asking me the other day, how do you see the future? Do you think nothing is going to be the same? Do you think people are going to forever work remotely? And I said, listen, I can't predict the future. But what I can tell you is that a lot of the paradigms that were set, a lot of the ways of doing things have been transformed like never before. And one of those myths was that, well, creativity cannot happen if we're not in the same room. I tell you, I don't know if this is going to be the way it's done in the future, but we have learned so much about how to be creative, how to be together, how to feel together, and that things will change. And listen, I'm excited because I'm in the industry that is facilitating all of this. But beyond that, I think this opens a tremendous amount of opportunity for our businesses, but also for diversity and inclusion. So very excited about that.
Great. So what are the three key actions that you want us to take, Diego?
Very, very quickly, I think that number one is collaboration. If you're interested in Ad Fellows, or if you're interested in Ad Color, or if you're interested in something that Mark is doing or that you are doing, we are such a small community, and the opportunity for us to really collaborate and come together to create scale on programs is fundamental. Help each other is the other one, because I think you can't have collaboration if you really don't have people that are coming together to offer a hand. And I think this one is not because we're in this special moment, but I think overall, we can all do more to help each other. And then the third piece is, and I think this is a wonderful moment to do that, because I think a lot of these conventions are being reassessed, champion outside the box thinking. It's very important right now, like as a marketer, my relationship with the head of HR and the head of people, with my CEO, we have to be so aligned in how do we keep diversity and inclusion aligned in society as part of everything that we do. But I'm also, you should be a little bit of the agitator internally. So this is a great moment to do that.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.